Adam Klawhutch is a federal forester for the Wrangell Ranger District charged with picking out the tree. Then came the hard part.
Walked a lot, round a lot of trees and did the hemming and hawing of, oh, this one's too wide. This one's too narrow. Not quite full enough. This one's just right.
It's the second year that the state sourced its tree from the Tongass National Forest. And again, it's coming from Wrangell Island. The project is called the Wuchin Project.
And Wuchin is a Tlingit word for working together. So this is a partnership effort.
That's Recreation Director Tori Hauser. She says the idea is to make Governor-elect Mike Dunleavy feel welcome next month when he relocates to the capital city in Juneau, Alaska.
It's our new governor, and, you know, he's moving into his new house, so he surely wants to spruce it up with a beautiful tree from Wrangell.
Wants to spruce it up with a beautiful pine tree.
Yes.
Local kiddos are helping, too. Elementary and Head Start students made ornaments using all natural wood. The plan is to fell the tree the day after Thanksgiving. It'll be blessed by the local tribe, the Wrangell Cooperative Association, on Sunday. Then the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Liberty will run it up to Juneau. It should be in place by Tuesday, the 27th. And what kind of tree did Klawhutch pick for the governor? A 10-foot-tall Pinus contorta, commonly known as a shore pine or lodgepole pine. It's native to Southeast and thrives in harsh, wet muskeg. Klawhutch says it's not really used for timber, but it makes great Christmas trees because it's dense and retains its needles beautifully. The public will have a chance to see the tree during the annual Governor's Holiday Open House. That'll be from 3 to 6 p.m. December 11th. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.